Wrangler, Daniel 124 in the morning. Director Michael Hanson. This was AJ Anna Tunerson, MHCHAEL 74064. Patient turns out today for pain in the end of the third, fourth, and fifth digits on the left foot. Period. He's been taking the anti-inflammatory medicine and is doing better. Period's not having near as much pain as he had been. The period. I sent him for lab work. A period. Victor's name was the Rubor. Rubor and erythema, the distal aspects of the third, fourth digits on the left foot are greatly decreased, as well as pain on palpation, period. But the skin on touch by the end of the toes on both feet are cold, period. Lab work shows a normal uric acid sedrite, slightly low WBC, period. Assessment, acute hyperuricemia versus vasculitis, left foot, left foot pain improved. Plan number one, patient will continue to, I discussed the lab work with the patient. Two, patient will continue with the OTC anti-inflammatories until Sunday. After that, he will discontinue, monitor his feet, and see, and reevaluate in 3 weeks, period. Three, I explained to the patient that it's not completely rule out gout. He gives up, does he have a family history of gout, gives us a history of some family members who had gout in their mid to late 20s. But only had one incident and never had any recurrence, period. I explained to him that this could also be a vascular problem. He understands this possibility as well. Very return to myosin 3 weeks post care. End of chart note, patient Michael Hansen, 74064. Next one, Hendrix Abinski. Last one is SKI. First name HEATHER. That's Heather Sabinci, 7545. He turns out to say for pain of left lateral ankle, a period. She has a history of osteochondral defects on both sides of the talus. A period states as long as she's wearing the ankle brace, it keeps her foot ankle straight and does not bend it side to side. It's much improved, although not resolved. She says she still feels like she has a really unstable ankle that wants to roll to the inside, roll to the outside. A period. Bex through the nerve there is. Pain of patient still on the anterior medial aspect of the left ankle. She definitely has hypermobility of the subtalar joint on the left side, a period. Assessment, osteochondral defects, medial lateral aspect, talar dome, left foot and ankle, two, chronically unstable left ankle with history of inversion ankle sprain, three. Foot and ankle pain. Plan one. Today I review the findings of patient two. I introduced the patient to Dr. Hawkins, HAWKNS, and he briefly discusses with her the surgery for osteochondral defects of the treatment of osteochondral defects of the talar dome, and also a lateral ankle stabilization period. Patient states she would like to consider this. So when she's off the end of the summer or at the end of school year period, she understands. There's no guarantee the results of surgery can have recurrence of problem or continued pain postoperatively. Period. She will return to the office at the end of April for reevaluation and possible scheduling of surgery with Dr. Hawkins. Period. And Heather Skibinski, 7545. Next, and David Ruthlessness, RUTH. First name DAVID, 12582. Patient turns out to follow care of edema with chronic venous stasis, left foot, ankle, leg. A period states he's had a lot of swelling. As long as he wears his compression stocking, it was really well. And then he decided he didn't wear it yesterday because the swelling was down so much, and then it really swelled up and it's more painful last night and this morning. A period does not have it on this morning because he was coming into the office. There was a 3-4-plus edema of the left leg especially. There's some areas of venous stasis skin changes, but there's no opening drainage discharge or venous stasis blisters or ulcers noted at this time. A period. Assessment, chronic venous stasis with edema, left foot and ankle, slightly worse today. Two, history of previous venous stasis ulcerations. Three, hyperkeratosis of vital heels. Four, affinity, edema, and peritoneal plan number one. Patients detected the importance of wearing the compression stocking daily and using moisturizing lotion before and after putting the stocking on. Three, he will return to the office in 4 weeks for reevaluation or soon. Bell's problem here. Patrick Jarrah, 37275. David Ruth, 12582. Next, there's Patrick Jarrah, last name J-A-R-A, first name P-A-T-R-I-C-K, 37275. Patient returns to the office today for follow-up care of a painful... follow care of chronic neuropathic ulceration, the plantar aspect of the right foot, a period, from going into dialysis and the hyperbaric, a period. He has a hyperbaric chamber daily, 5 days a week, through the end of January, for treating the open ulcer and exposed bone on the third finger of the left foot, on the left hand, period. The ulceration is really unchanged. The open area is still 20 by 25, and the the scabbed area that was more proximal that had been closing up is more of an eschar now, and this is debrided today to minimal bleeding, period. There's no foul odor, no drainage discharge, no evidence of infection, period. At this time, the ulcer is healing very, very slowly, period. Assessment, chronic neuropathic ulceration, plantar right foot, healing slowly with no infection, 2, thin DDM and parenteral, 3, neuropathy, 4, ESRD on dialysis. Plan number 1, ulceration debrided of the eschar and necrotic tissue to minimal bleeding. It's cleansed with saline and dressed with Oasis Adaptic Steri-Strips, 4x4 gauze, and a clean dressing, period. We'll continue in the weight-bearing, non-weight-bearing boot, off-weight-bearing boot with the insole to take pressure off the middle of the heel, period. He'll return to the office in 1 week for care, period. 5, I discussed with the patient the very slow healing and the possibility this may not heal. Because of his overall health status, period. He understands this is a risk, and he is as he has a beak amputation, left side, and one for the prosthesis, period. He will return to the office in 1 week for follow-up care. He develops any problems, period, and turn on patient Patrick Jarrah, 37275. Maurice Hamlin said, HAMM, present MAURICE, 74077. Patient turns out, say, follow care of a superficial cellulitis with cryptosis and exostosis on the medial aspect of the right fifth digit, period. From the soaking and taking down the body stains is doing much better, period. Bexels and rosea, rub order and erythema have decreased. There's still some hyperkeratosis and cryptosis on the medial border of the nail edge, and this is debrided today, period. Assessment, superficial cellulitis with exostosis and hyperkeratosis. Right fifth digit improved to mild paronychia. Mild paronychia, medial border left right fifth digit nail resolving. Plan number 1, the nail edge is debrided and cleansed with peroxide, period. 2, patient dispensed toe spacer pads to paste in between the toes to keep the pressure off there. 3, you return to the office in 1 month for reevaluation or treatment of the spine. And the chart on patient Maurice Ham, 74077. That's our name is Carmona. It says CARMONA for the ANGELA 40191. Patient turns out follicular total bolus from right great nail for infection. She's doing quite well. Minimal pain. Taking the antibiotics. So you can take your blood sugars under control. She's due to see Dr. Robles, ROBLES, tomorrow. Period. Back to the examiner. The nail bed healing well. Smiley macerated. No drainage or discharge. No foul odor. No evidence of infection. Period. Says I'm satisfied. Total bolus right great nail for infection. Healing well. Plan number 1. Nail bed's cleansed with proxy. Just with Band-Aid. Dressed with Band-Aid. 2. Patient will continue soaking once a day for 1 more week. 3. She will keep the Band-Aid on during the day. Off at night. 4. She will start putting the Econazole cream that she has on the she still has them on the nail bed, just a small amount every day after she takes her bath and shower, period. She'll return to the office in 3 weeks to follow care. And the chart note on patient Angela Carmona, 40191. Turn standing glass and lessons MC capital GLASSON for some SANDY 73741. Patient turns out post-op care, bunion correction, my foot is doing quite well. She has no complaints of pain. Dexter's down decision, dry attack, mild scar, which is debrided today, period, opening, drainage, discharge, good range of motion with minimal pain, period. She's still edema over the right joint, which would be normal, period. Radiographs, an APM, all the other girls taken, they reveal excellent alignment of the arthropathy site, the osteotomy site, screw inside your first metatarsal right foot. Assessment status post bunion correction, right foot 1 month, healing well. Plan number 1, patient will graduate out of post-op shoe back into enclosed shoe to tolerance for the next 1 week. 2, continue range of motion exercises. 3, post-op splint at night. 4, returning to the office in 1 week, or 4 weeks follow-up care. Sergeant Sandy McGlasson, 73741. Sergeant Sergeant Jesse Carrington, listen to CARINGTON, listen to JSSIE, 74739. Patient turns out to her to Medela, MEDELA. Dr. Medela in January followed her cardiovascular disease, period. She's complaining of painful ingrowns and calluses in both feet, that's in the little toe and the left foot, period. Bexalzamer was a recurrent HM in the medial DIP joint, the fifth digit in the left foot, very painful patient, or hyperkeratotic lesions, interfound dress, great toes, skin, fetus, right, toe, absent, both the biggest skin, through nails, along with subtonic, hyperkeratotic lesions, noted that the interfound joints, the great toes, period, assessment, or period, severe hyoxalgia, bunion deformity, and posterior tibial tendon dysfunction left side, period. She's complaining of the ankle, but she's not been wearing her ankle brace, which she has, period. I recommend she wear this at all times. Assessment, recurrent oncodysplasia, oncodysplasia, hands above feet, 2 hyperkeratotic lesions, great toes above feet, and left fifth digit, 3, severe PTTD, left foot and ankle, 4, stay SHC, which is false 5-foot pain, plan 1, 3, nails and lesion, digestion, clank, 2, counsel on diabetic foot care, 3, returning house, 9 weeks for at-risk foot care, some problems in general, mission, Jesse Carrington, 47379. The chart information, Jose Rodriguez, this is ROD-RIGUEZ from JOSC 66949, patient turns on 04, pelvic fibra fracture, 50 to right foot, and for ordering sex, diabetic shoes, he takes a blood sugar, still running over 200, various foot's feeling better, still sore, objective illness is still edema at the base of the right foot digit, radiographs and AP and MO radiographs and statement reveal the fracture is healing, there's a large bone callus, and there's no minimal displacement, period. Assessment, slowly healing, fracture, fifth metatarsal base, fifth digit right foot, two hemorrhage to 40 feet, three history of IDM under poor control. IDM under poor control. Plan number one. Patient's order for patient's measure for a new pair of extra diabetic shoes with mold insoles. Two, he's instructed to increase activity of the child, keep the foot on and off, or return to the office in 2 weeks for dispensing of shoes. Trainer Jose Rodriguez, 66949. Next, intern Liga Olazabal, last name is Olazabal, last name Ligia, 474063. Patient returns to the office today for follicular totals, right hand, doing quite well with points of pain, soaking and taking antibiotics instructed. Blood sugars are under good control, dexamethasone and nail healing well, some mild maceration, no infection, no drainage discharge. Period. Assessment status for totals. My great nail for infection healing well. Plan 1, nail beds, cleanse with proxy, just betadine, dorsal band-aid. 2, patients started, patient will continue soaking once a day for one more week. 3, assessment. Status post, total wolf, my great nail for infection healing well. 2, affinity, DM, and parents, all. Plan 1, nail beds, cleanse with proxy, just betadine, dorsal band-aid. 2, patient will continue soaking once a day for one more week. 3, she is given a prescription for cream, selectazole to start applying once a day after one more week. She returned to the office 4 weeks false care, and a chart note on patient, Liga Olazabal, 74063. Dictation for the morning, thank you very much.